As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and I've got just a quick podcast today to talk about a new show that we are going to be recapping here on Rob as a Podcast called Special Forces, the World's Toughest Test. I just got done watching the 2-hour premiere, and I think it's a show that needs a recap. And so this is just a little podcast to talk about why I think people should at least be checking out Special Forces, the World's Toughest Test. I will get back on here in 24 hours with Jenny Autumn. I think we found a new show in the lineage of The Joe Millionaire and Beyond the Edge and Claim to Fame and The Real Love Boat. I think we found another show to be covering. It airs on Fox on Wednesday nights, a Special Forces, The World's Toughest Test. There was a 2-hour premiere, so you still have time to check it out. I will not spoil anything other than telling you what this show is and why you might want to check it out to keep up with our recaps that we will bring you starting on Thursday night here on Rob as a Podcast. So Special Forces, the World's Toughest Test. I saw a lot of commercials for it during football on Sunday, advertised as 16 celebrity contestants. A bunch of them were going to be eliminated in the first episode that was in the commercial. So no spoilers here from me. They appear to be out in the desert getting some sort of special military training for reasons. It's unclear. I don't know why the celebrities are participating in this. I don't know if there's a prize. I don't know if this is for charity. Are they just pushing themselves? I watched 2 hours. It did not seem to come up any reason why they were doing these things to the celebrities and why the celebrities even wanted to be there. So they've got 16 celebrities. They bring them out into the desert to where they have been doing sort of like military training for people that are going to be being in like desert missions for like special forces operations, like really like tough stuff. You got a lot of famous people there. Montel Jordan, Dr. Drew, Kate Gosselin, Dwight Howard, Anthony Scaramucci is there. Mel B is there. Danny Amendola, Jamie Lynn Spears, Mike Piazza, my personal favorite, and more, as in Kenya Moore, and others also that are going to be there. So there's a lot of people. Those are the most famous people to me. There's a lot of Olympians also there. So they're all there, and they bring them out there to go be in this Special Forces training, which is like, we watched Beyond the Edge, and Beyond the Edge was like a real like feel good story. This is not, this is like hazing the celebrities where there are like four like, you know, special ops guys who are like experts in all this stuff that you go to boot camp and they're just like yelling at these celebrities. I've watched another show tonight. I watched Tough as Nails. Tough as Nails is a show where they take the unsung heroes that keep are world running, the blue collar heroes that are bring their lunch pail to work. And we take these unknown people and we celebrate them and we put them up on a pedestal and we give them their due on Tough as Nails and everybody feels good. This show takes people that are famous, people that you know of, that are in the public eye, and we are just going to yell at them and make them do things and beat them down into a pulp. I don't know why anybody wanted to be on this show. I don't think they maybe knew what it was. And so that's Special Forces, the world's toughest test. We bring celebrities out there and they do tests and they get yelled at by the judges. And they say like, you were terrible. You failed. You were horrible. And they're like very upset. I think a lot of them are not used to being spoken to like this. It was a wild thing to watch. Like I was stunned at times. Sometimes they take the celebrities and they put like a black bag over their head and then they take them into like a room where they're like, they think they're going to, they don't know if they're going to be like waterboarded or interrogated or what. And they like rip the bag off their head and they just start like interrogating them for no reason. This is a crazy show. Special Forces, the ultimate test. They're going to win something, maybe? I don't know. That's also unclear. And then sometimes people just are quitting. People are getting hurt. They're just like, they don't want to do the task. And they just like, all right, you're gone. And when you're gone, you're just gone. They don't even say goodbye to people. It's interesting. Unlike really anything else that I've seen here. And I'm very curious to see where it goes. So if you'd like to come along with us on this journey, we will be bringing you a recap of Special Forces, the world's toughest test, coming up. Jenny Autumn and I will have our episode one recap. That's going to be coming out on Thursday. I have a link if you want to submit any questions for the premiere. Go to robisawebsite.com/specialforces and you can send in questions. We'll also, I think, probably have some fun collecting some of the best of social media. If you see any fun Special Forces social media, please let us know either on Twitter or at that link, robisawebsite.com/specialforces. And make sure you don't miss an episode of our recap. You could subscribe to Rob as a podcast. Go to robisawebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for checking out this really quick intro into Special Forces, the world's toughest test. Give it a try for a couple of minutes if you want to see what's going on in that show. And then hopefully come on back for our recap of Special Forces, the world's toughest test. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.